with me I have Mike McKeever, who was coach today of the Ulster rugby team, and afterwards I'll be talking to Richard McCarter, the assistant coach. Mike, you've been used to winning with your club Ballyquire a lot this year, and you've continued it now, but an interesting performance today. Obviously when you needed to score you did, but I think it was good that the Westerners gave you a bit of a in the second half, that they didn't lie down.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was a challenging fixture. It's always the biggest challenge initially you have is whenever you have to bring a group of guys together from a range of different clubs and you're trying to blend them to be a cohesive unit, really. And then within that unit you're trying to allow your substitutes to get the rotation to play and make impact, which ours certainly did, and maybe perhaps Connacht's, maybe they didn't get to have that effect as well as we did.
Mm-hmm. No, it was very, the first half especially, I mean, the forwards dominated, and obviously the back line were very interesting to watch, and of course your Ballyclare captain McBride was very much the fore.
Yeah, Joe McBride's had an excellent season. He's had an excellent couple of seasons, and he's very experienced in how to interact with referees and read moments of high pressure and tension, and how to communicate to players. But he's very, very lucky that on this occasion he's surrounded by the same type of personalities that have been at other clubs doing the same thing all season, the likes of Mikey Orr, who's been invaluable in the back line to support him, and the forwards, James Wright, assisting him as well. There's not much more to say apart from you're pleased with getting the result. Mm-hmm. There's challenge in defence, set piece. Truthfully, you'd question some decisions because nobody really truthfully understands the laws of what goes on in scrums and lineouts, the dark arts as they would talk about. But we're delighted to bring together a group of guys from across the province, the best players from Junior 1, Junior 2 and Junior 3, and they get the taste of victory in an Ulster jersey. You could go as far to say there's guys playing junior rugby that have come through Ulster ranks at age grade, and this is another opportunity for them to represent Ulster. Mm-hmm. And it's some guys' first opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. It was good to see such a good turnout today, and the weather conditions were pretty well perfect for the game of rugby. Well, your next game is against who?
Next fixture is against Munster down in Ennis, County Clare.
And you beat them last year, didn't you?
They had a good performance against Munster last season, but we're not comparing ourselves to last year. We'll compare ourselves to Saturday today. Mm-hmm. And take that into next week's performance.
Well, then, these two matches, are they consecutive Saturdays, or do you have a break at all?
There'll be three matches in a row. So after today, we face Munster next week, then Leinster the week after, which will be a home fixture at Randallstown. So you have your mini pool or mini group league of four. Mm-hmm. And winner takes all at the end of the points tally.
Will you be hoping to this time to get one ahead of Leinster and finish on top? Have you any idea what sort of standard they will have?
No, I probably couldn't care less. I'll just focus on our voice and how we perform. Try and make us better each training session, each game, and go out and just beat the opposition that's against you in the day.
Well, Mike, thank you very much, and as I say, congratulations on what you've done with Ballyclare, and wish you all the best next year and All Ireland League Rugby. And you'll be coming up against some old foes, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for the kind words. It's great to get people like yourself giving the advertisement to the junior game for rugby in Ulster. We are moving or transitioning into playing some All Ireland League at the first 15 level, but our second 15 now perform in the Towns Cups and Junior Shield competitions. So we'll still be keeping an eye on supporting junior rugby.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Now, a chat with Richard McCarter. Richard, I think maybe he was shouting too much, but he's a bit of a sore throat and thing. Richard, first of all, you must have enjoyed that today and working with these guys.
Yeah, look, seeing the quality that we have at this level, it was exceptional today. I think the second half was maybe a wee bit scrappier, but you know, we had done the hard work in the first 15-20 minutes, and essentially the game was over at half time. But so much talent, and it's been, you know, a pleasure to work with these lads over the last couple of months.
Yeah, well, obviously there was, I mean, it was nice to, I noticed whenever I got the teams yesterday, it was good to see the mix from all the different places, you know, Portadown and places like Ballymoney, players coming from there, because sometimes they maybe wouldn't have had an opportunity, and certainly it seems the teams that have played well this year, that's the players that have been picked from.
Yeah, well, obviously with Sunday Derry, we've been pretty aware of a lot of the talented players that we have around this level, and as you say, it was a great representation of a lot of clubs.
Thanks, Bob, Richard.
It wasn't, it wasn't completely overrun with, you know, Ballyclare and Enniskillen players. It's mm-hmm. a good mix of players, so that's really pleasing. But as I say, it's a real sign of the quality that we have at this level.
And I suppose the story was written that a Sinead Derryman would score the first try in the first inter-pro at Judges Road.
Yep, I'll have to say I was delighted when I saw the kick pass being put in by Eddie Keyes, and Killian was on the end of it. It you know, put a smile on everybody's face, and he got a good cheer. So look, it would have settled him into the game nicely and done a lot for his confidence.
He even managed to get a second one before he went off for a rest. But Richard, just on a personal thing, I know that this will probably be the last time you'll be coaching the Judges Road at the moment, Anna, because you and Chris have decided to take a break from it. You've had a long, pretty hard journey. How long have you been? Was it 8 or 9 years, I reckon?
3 years head coach, and I think it must have been maybe 5 before that as assistant, so it's been a while, yeah.
It's a big commitment. I mean, especially the fact that until the last 2 years, I mean, the time and travel that you had to put in, and then Division 2C, because as we all know, the geography of 2C was just horrendous.
Yeah, look, the last couple of seasons of All-Ireland League Rugby, you know, were difficult for everybody. But you know, the last 2 years were a lot more competitive. We started to win more games than we were losing, and I think it's what the club needed, to be honest, to try and get the players back on track in terms of their confidence and their belief, because there is a good group here. So hopefully whoever takes it over this season can, you know, take them in the right direction.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is too, it would be nice for yourself if along with Mike, if he's won this Inter-Pro this year, it'd be a nice way to at least finish coaching for the moment. I'm sure you'll not be finished forever, but I mean, it'd be a nice way to have a break, and at least you'd have a lot of satisfaction.
100%, yep, that's where my focus is over the next few weeks, and we've got off to a good start, so two more tough games to go. It'd be nice to win the Inter-Pro series, and then it's feet up for a while.
Well, Richard, look, many thanks on personal level. I mean, I know from experience the amount of time and effort that you and Coops have put into City Derry over the last number of years. I mean, it hasn't been easy in the relegation and 2C and all the rest. But anyway, thanks a lot, and thank you again for always being very approachable after games.
Thank you, Alec, and likewise, thanks for the support as always.